For tonight's scripture reading, turn in your Bibles to the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 33, beginning with the 13th verse and going through the 17th, and in the Old Schofield edition of the Bible, page 741. Isaiah 33, verses 13 through 17, page 741. Let's stand together, please. We'll read these verses responsively. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. And the text verse is verse 17. Let's read that together, please. Ready? Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. And let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you that we can come on Sunday nights to this place. We're thankful for the services, the Sunday night services. We're thankful for all that we've enjoyed tonight. Lord, you've been so good. We're thankful for the presentation in the 6 o'clock hour, and the ministries among the handicapped. But now we're here in this preaching hour. And Father, we need your help and your blessing, the outpouring of your Spirit. Speak through our preacher and open our hearts to thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. I enjoyed very much tonight. Looking around and picking out some of our young adults who've grown up in our church, who are now faithful in the Lord's work. I guess maybe the Lord put some in my view tonight because I needed to see some. I'm going to speak tonight on truth crushed to earth shall rise again. That's not a scripture. But it's a truth, and it well could be word for word like that in the Bible. Truth crushed to earth shall rise again. I don't ever intend to quit preaching. I'll stop after a while tonight, but I don't mean I'm going to. I'm sure that many of you in the middle of my sermons say, "Will he ever quit preaching?" I'll be honest with you, if I ever did quit, it'd be at a time like this. I do not know of anything that tears me up emotionally any more than for some of the kids who've grown up in our church to break our hearts. There's nothing, no 10 things that tear me up any more than that. No, our high school is not going to the devil, but unless something happens, some of our kids are going to go. I believe something will happen. But I do not have, as far as I know, I have not known a sadness in my life to compare with the sadness of some of our children who have grown up in our church breaking our hearts. No, not at the grave of my father. Never, to me, is there a sadness to quite compare with it. I want to talk to you for a while about a little story in the Bible that is so beautiful. It'll encourage my heart. I hope that as it encourages my heart, it'll encourage yours. I think that the reason I'm preaching on this tonight is for myself. Every once in a while, I preach what I think I need, and I think maybe if I need it, perhaps you'll have the same need tonight. I fled to this story this week, just like I would run to shelter during a storm. I fled to this passage this week, just like I would flee to the storm cellar when I was a kid at home. I've hidden myself in it. I'd like to invite you into the shelter with me for a while and share with you a story that I think is one of the sweetest and most assuring in all of the Bible. Our Heavenly Father, bless the truth tonight as it comes forth from this book, and encourage my heart and the hearts of my people. May the Spirit of God perform His purpose in this hour. Give me, I pray, the Holy Spirit to instruct me and to inspire me and to fill me. Amen. The Assyrians had invaded Judea, with an immense army. They were about to attack the city of Jerusalem. It was one of the fiercest attacks that Jerusalem had ever had. The people were at the bottom. Discouragement gripped the citizens. Defeatism was on every side. There was no way, humanly speaking, that the Assyrians could be thwarted, that their attack could be cast back. No way. It was a dark and sad hour. To add insult to injury, something happened that the people could not bear to see. Their mighty king, Hezekiah, in the heat of the battle, when it looked like there was no way that they could win, took off, rent his clothing, took off his royal clothing, and put on sackcloth, and went into the house of God. They'd never seen him like that before. The people, looking at their king in such a shape, the king had descended from the throne. The king had descended from the stair steps, down the stair steps of the palace. The king had taken off his crown, his diadem, his robe, laid aside his scepter, and their king was dressed in the garments of a peasant, in sackcloth. He goes to the house of God, and the people see him with his accompanying mournful array, wearing the garments of sorrow and the weeds of mourning. It's more than they can bear. They became discouraged and defeated. And then they sent elders to Isaiah to inquire about the future. Here was their king, no longer in his beauty, no longer in his glory, no longer in his splendor, but wearing the garments and the wardrobe of mourning and the weeds of mourning as he goes to the house of God. They send these elders to Isaiah. And Isaiah says, go back and tell the people. Tell the people that thine eyes shall again someday soon behold the king in his glory. The king, though he's crushed earth, he'll rise again. Though he wears the garments of mourning now, he'll wear the robe of victory once again. Though his hand is empty of the royal scepter now, that hand shall once again grip the royal scepter. Though he's not on his throne now, the king shall once again, soon, come back, the victor, and sit on the throne. Sennacherib and the Assyrian forces shall be defeated. Victory will come. He said, encourage the people, O ye elders of Israel, encourage the people. Though the king is down now, he will be up. Though the king is mourning now, he will shout and rejoice. Though the king is defeated now, he'll be the victor. And he said, tell all the Israelites, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. And the Assyrians will utterly be defeated. Prophetically, this story looks far beyond Hezekiah to another king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The sackcloth of sorrow were the native dress of the King of Kings. Shame was his mantle. Reproach was his vesture. His wardrobe was of garments of sorrow. And yet, our Lord looks down to us in 1976, and he says, though Jesus is not very popular now, thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. Though Jesus is down now, and his name is cursed now, the day is going to come in that glad day when Jesus shall ascend the royal stair steps of Mount Zion and sit on David's throne. We, our Lord reminds us, we shall see the King in his beauty. Look at him today. Expelled from our classrooms. Look at him today. Cursed in our factories. Look at him today. Profaned in our music. Look at him today. Hated in our universities. Look at him today. Denied in many of our churches. Look at him today. Denied many of our colleges and even seminaries. Look at him today. Omitted from our literature. Mention his name and see the eyebrows raised. Sing of him in public and hear the snickers. Into the classroom and hear the professor making light of the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Pass on a tract in public and feel the coolness that comes your way. Or pray in a restaurant and see the stares that you receive. But wait, wait! Though Jesus is cursed today, he'll be praised later. Though our Lord is hated today, he'll be honored later. Though he wears the garments of mourning today, he'll wear the royal robe later. Though today he holds in his hands the borrowed walking stick of a soldier, he shall hold in his hands the scepter as King of all the earth for 1,000 wonderful years. Don't be discouraged, ladies and gentlemen. Our eyes shall see someday the King in his beauty. We shall see he who wears a crown of thorns tonight will then wear a royal diadem. He who cries, I thirst tonight, shall then have a voice as the sound of many mighty rushing waters. He who was tried and is tried tonight will become the judge when we see him in his beauty. He who wears nails in his hands tonight shall grip a royal scepter when we see the King in his beauty. He who was crucified on Calvary and is crucified daily because of our sins tonight, he shall someday stand on Mount Zion as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He who rode a donkey in Jerusalem shall someday ride a white horse, coming back in glory and in power. He who reigned from the cross for a while and tonight reigns from that cross, he shall someday reign from David's throne. He who wore a borrowed robe shall come back in a robe of righteousness. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't quit. The night may be dark, but the sun will rise after a while. The battles may be rough, but victory's coming after a while. The burdens may be heavy, but relief is coming after a while. The waters may be bitter, but the sweet waters are coming after a while. Don't quit. Don't turn back. Don't give up. Jesus is going to come. And we, someday, blessed be God, shall see the King in his beauty. Get ready, schoolrooms. He's coming back again. When he does, we're going to throw out the dirty literature. Get ready. Get ready, school boards. He's coming back again, and we'll run the school system then. Get ready, factories. He's going to come back again, and we'll put pictures of our Lord on the walls instead of naked women. Get ready, music. We're going to cast aside all the dirty rock music one of these days, and people shall sing of him who is our lovely Lord. Get ready, universities. We're going to make the dormitories not coeducational again one of these days. Get ready, universities. One of these days, you'll sign a statement that you believe that Jesus is God's son, or we'll kick you out of university. We're going to take over one of these days. Get ready, radio stations. We're going to play gospel songs instead of dirty rock one of these days. Get ready, universities. We're going to have 10,000 Hiles Anderson colleges all over this country in a few days. Get ready, television studios. You're going to be pointing your cameras on Jesus any day now. Get ready, newspapers, because you're going to write about Jesus any day now. I know it's dark. I know it's rough. I know it's discouraging. I said a while ago, if I have spent a discouraging week in my life, it's been this week. My heart has been broken again and again and again. Now I've had to remind myself this week over and over and over again. Sunrise is going to come and dispel the darkness, and victory is going to come and dispel the defeat when our Lord comes. I love that story. I tell it often.
You've heard me tell it dozens of times, I'm sure, but I must hear it again tonight. The little boy that was reading a book, his mother came and said, "Son, I want you to help me wash the dishes." And the boy said, "Mother, I can't. I'm reading a book." And the mother said, "Son, we've got to wash the dishes now." And the boy said, "Mother, could I finish the book first?" She said, "No, the dishes come first. You'll finish the book later." But he said, "Mother, I'm over here in the middle of the book, right in the middle. And the hero is getting licked, and the villain has got him down, about to kill him. Mother, I can't leave the hero in this kind of a shape. Mother, I can't do it." And the mother said, "Get out here and wash the dishes." This is back in the days when parents ran the children. And by the way, this old church needs a desperate transfusion of that kind of stuff. You know what we need in this church? I mean this with all my soul. We need more than we need Hiles Anderson College. And more than we need Hammond Baptist High School. And more than we need Hammond Baptist Grade School. And more than we need Hammond Baptist Junior High School. We need some moms and dads who sit down and train their children for a change. We've let our kids grow up like wild weeds in the field somewhere. We ought to sit down. You folks that have little children, let's don't be brokenhearted 15 years from now. Let's don't break our hearts 10 and 12 years from now. You sit down with those kids. You train those kids. You dads spend some time with your boys. You mothers spend some time with your girls. They don't have to take dope. They don't have to drink liquor. They don't have to profane. They don't have to be disobedient. They don't have to rebel. Let me tell you, a lot of kids are getting demerits when the parents ought to get the demerits. Rear your kids. Train your kids. Take some time with your kids. You've got to make half the salary you make. Take some time with your kids. And I don't mean just going fishing with them either. I mean you sit down and you teach that boy how to be a man. And you teach that boy. Very idea. We had a singing group the other night. Go up to sing in a church. And a bunch of stinking hoodlums acted like idiots representing the First Baptist Church of Hammond. Let me remind you something, fellas. Get you a record of last Thursday night's performance up in Milwaukee. You won't be singing anymore in that singing group. Rear your children! Rear your children! I know farmers that spend more time on their cows than you do on your kids. I know Arkansas hillbillies spend more time on their hogs than you do your kids. I know chicken farmers spend more time on their chicken than you do your kids. I know people spending more time trying to train their dogs to jump through a hoop than you do on your kids. When God laid in your arms a little bundle of flesh, and that little person looked up at you and you became its father and or its mother. God does not hold anybody as accountable as he holds you or your children. Rear your children. Rear your children. In God's name, we've got some people in this church who are good people and fine folks and you believe the Bible. But you're letting your kids grow as wild as Johnson grass in Texas. We've got to do our best and cry your tears for you and break our hearts for your heart. Let me say again, we don't have to go through this all the time. We don't have to 10 years from now have our hearts broken because we have a bunch of dope-smoking hoodlums in this church. We don't have to. You moms and dads have young people in trouble and you slept a wink this week, there's something wrong. Why is the old-fashioned mother who turned off the dirty television set for a while and trained her kids some decency? Why is the old-fashioned dad who sat up straight and walked a straight line and taught his boy how to be a man? This little boy said, "Mama, the villain's winning." Mama said, "Get in here and wash the dishes." Then the boy said, "Okay." But he turned over and read the last chapter in the book real quick-like. He found in the last chapter, the last page, he found that the villain was going to lose. That his hero got off his back and got off the mat, and he won the battle. And that little boy went to the kitchen to wash the dishes, waving that book in the air and said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, old villain. You're having a pretty good time in the middle chapters, but you wait till you get to the last chapter. You enter the shock of your life. And yeah, old devil, in the middle chapter, you got communism, haven't you? Yeah, Enjoy yourself, devil. Enjoy yourself, communist. Enjoy yourself, Russia. Enjoy yourself, Red China. Enjoy yourself, Vietnam. Enjoy yourself, North Korea. The king is going to come, and we shall see him in his glory, and your day will be past. I read the last chapter over here. Middle chapter, the God is dead philosophy is running wild. Enjoy yourselves. God's alive. He's going to prove it one of these days. The middle chapter of Hollywood covers our screens and covers our homes. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's wrong to go down here to the Paramount Theater and see a movie. It's wrong to sit in your living room and see a movie. It's wrong to go down here to a movie place and fork over your money and see a movie. It's wrong for you to sit in your den and see a movie. The middle chapter, the adult bookstores run wild. Middle chapter, the dope traffic is running wild. Liquor traffic is running wild. Co-educational dorms, dirty, satanic, humanist universities, public school system about going to the devil. But bless God, I've read the last chapter. Yeah, 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 old devil. You enjoy yourself. Have your time, buddy. Have your time. Because the last chapter tells me that Russia's going to descend on little Israel. And Red China's going to come with her. And Turkey's going to come with her. And Egypt's going to come with her. And Eastern Germany's going to come with her. The Bible tells me in the last chapter, old devil, that you're going to bring your forces. But the Bible tells me you're going to be defeated in Israel. It'll take 7 months to bury all the carcasses of all you communists. I hope I'm there to see all those funerals. Take it to enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. The last chapter. I've read the last chapter. I've read how in the last chapter Jesus is going to come. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. Enjoy yourself, old devil. You've got us down tonight. We're in the minority. You run the school boards. And you run the colleges. And you run the universities. And you run society. And you run the Supreme Court. And you run the Congress. And you run the liquor traffic. But enjoy yourself. The day's going to come, old smutty face, when we shall see the king in his beauty, and we'll be mayors, and we'll be Supreme Court justices, and we'll be governors, and we'll be presidents, and we'll be kings, and then we'll be in charge. We'll close the dirty bookstores, and close the dirty movie houses, and close the dirty magazine racks, and close the X-rated movies, and close all the Hollywood. We'll put a padlock on Hollywood and let it go on to hell. Jesus is going to come back, and we shall see the king in his beauty. I've read the last chapter. I've read in the last chapter, old smutty face, how when Jesus comes again, he's going to call all us up to the sky. We'll be with him for 7 wonderful years. I've read how we're going to be receive our crowns for rewards, and we'll take them off our own heads and hurl them at Jesus' feet and say, thou alone art worthy to receive power and honor and majesty, world without end. I've read the last chapter, how we're going to saddle white horses, old smutty face, and come back to earth. And put you down, and put your Antichrist down, put the World Council of Churches down, and put the United Nations down, and put the Humanists down, put the Communists down, put the Red Chinese down, and put the Egyptians down. I've heard about it. Oh, devil, you're in for the shock of your life when you end up in hell. The false prophets with you, and all your imps are there with you. The last chapter says, we shall see the king in his beauty, and that king shall be king of kings and Lord of Lords. I've read the last chapter, old smutty face. I got a surprise for you. We're going to reign for 1,000 years here on this earth. I got another surprise for you. At the end of that 1,000 years, you're going to stand before God and go to hell. I got another surprise for you. You're going to take all your Christ rejectors and bootleggers and pimps and dope pushers and all the rest of the folks who tried to wreck our kids and ruin our schools and rob our decency and steal our virtue and wreck our children. All of them are going to go to the hell they deserve. And once again, Jesus shall be seen in his beauty, and we shall rise to the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband, and we shall forever see the king in his beauty. I've read the last chapter. And tell you something nice, folks. Right will always rise again. I said, right, you can suppress right, but right will always rise again. You can crucify right, but right, like the captain of right, shall rise from the grave and live again. You can slander right, but right shall prevail. And we shall rise to the level of our character. Job is down today. He's in the ash heap outside the city. His children are all dead. Possessions are all gone. Camels are dead. Sheep are dead. Donkeys are dead. Oxen are dead. And Job is down. But Job won't stay down. For truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Job shall rise from that ash heap. And Job shall rise from that garbage can. And Job shall have 10 children. And Job shall have twice as much wealth as he had before. Why? Truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Don't you be discouraged tonight because truth seems to be losing, brother. The game isn't over yet. We've been knocked down the middle rounds, but brother, when the fight's over, the referee's going to raise the hand of truth because truth shall prevail and truth crushed to earth shall rise again. David is down now. David is down now. He wanders out the lonely road to Mahanaim, forsaken and lonely, defeated. His own son is rebelling against him, fighting against his own forces back in the holy city. David leaves the palace, leaves his family, leaves the city, and goes down the dark and lonely, dusty trail of defeat toward Mahanaim. David's down now, but truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. There will be a day when David shall come back and ascend toward that throne. There will be a day when David shall once again be the king after God's own heart. Peter's down today, but he shall rise again and preach at Pentecost and see 3,000 people saved. Samson is down today. He's grinding at the mill. His eyes are blinded. And he's going round and round and round, pushing their old mill. But truth, thus to earth, shall rise again. And Samson shall rise for one great victory once again and lift the pillars of the house and give victory to God. Samson shall rise again. Thomas is down now. But he shall rise again and save my Lord and my God. Daniel is down now. The lions are hungry for his own flesh. But Daniel shall rise from that lion's den and once again be the fair-haired boy. The Hebrew children are down now. But the Son of God is going to come to the fire furnace and escort them out after a while. Moses is down now. But Moses will rise. And Moses will become the leader of the Israelites as they leave the land of bondage. John is down now on Patmos, but John will rise and see things no one else ever was allowed to see. John R. Rice was down a few years ago. We had some battles across the nation. The sword of the Lord went down to 50,000 and 40,000 subscriptions, but John Rice is for the truth, and truth, not the word, shall rise again. I've seen old Dr. Rice weep himself to sleep many a night. I've seen him on his face begging God for vindication. I'm glad he lived to see that vindication. Now the sword of the Lord is at the peak of its ministry. The sword of the Lord is higher than it's ever been before, and truth crushed to earth has risen again. Lee Robertson was down for a while, but he rose again. John Bunyan was down for a while in prison, but he gave us Pilgrim's Progress, and he rose again. Spurgeon was down for a while when they voted him out of the association in London. Baptist denomination voted him out of the association. Only 7 preachers in all of London voted for Spurgeon. He's down now. He arise. His book shall cover the earth, and his influence shall cover not only his own generation, but affect the every generation that believes the Bible as long as our Lord tarries. Roloff is down now, but you mark my word, he'll be back up. You mark my word, truth crushed to earth shall rise again. John Wesley was down when he couldn't find a pulpit in all of England open to him. Had to preach out in the meadow and finally stood on the cemetery, in the cemetery, on the graveyard of his own father's grave, on the tombstone, his own father's grave, and used his father's tombstone as a pulpit. While they threw stones at him and blood ran down his face. He's down now. He'll rise again and start that famous denomination, Methodism, back when it believed something, practiced something, and fought something. He'll rise again. My good friend, Dr. Jerry Falwell, was down for a while, but he'll rise again. He's up again now. My good friend, Dr. Bob Gray, is going through the fire tonight. He has burdens far beyond what the man of God ought to have to face, except you mark it down. Dr. Bob Gray shall rise again. Truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Hey, folks, You bet your money on the horse that's won before. You bet your money on men who stood for the truth. You bet your money on the John Rices and the Bob Grays and the Bill Rices. You bet your money on the giants of faith. You bet your money on the Lee Robertsons. You bet your money on the Jack Vanities. You bet your money on those men of God. When they get down, you stand beside them, buddy, because they're coming back up. They're coming back up. Truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. Just as real as right will rise. And by the way, some of you high school students are not very popular because you won't take the dope with the idiots who do. Not very popular. You can't get a date because you're decent. You're going to rise one of these days. You're going to rise one of these days. And some of these crooks in the penitentiary, you're going to have a decent husband. You'll rise again. Don't you worry about it because you don't have any dates yet. They're going to come. You have to send your body to indecency to have a date and get a decent husband. You have to go out and pet on some dark road and act like barnyard animals. You don't have to do that. You don't have to smoke cigarettes and hide and then get some pot. Hey, wake that boy up right there that's sound asleep. Wake him up. The fellow striped shirt, wake that fellow beside you. What's wrong with some of you now? Need a dad to grab you and shake you good and hard and say, wake up while you're in church. You don't have to sell your body to turn out right. You don't have to get in the popular crowd, the in crowd. Why, blessed be God, there are young people all over this room tonight who are just not rising yet, that's all. But they've given their lives to decency and purity and chastity and integrity and doing right. They say no to the parking on Lover's Lane. They say no to the dirty, wicked, vile, sensuous hands of some lewd young boy want to touch your body and steal from you that thing most precious to a young girl. And they say no when the liquor bottle comes their way. And they say no when the dope comes their way. And they say no when the cigarette comes their way. Yeah, ha, ha, square, square, yeah, they're square. Bless God, you sorry critic, you. They're square, but they'll rise one day while you fall. And you wait and see. You wait and see. They'll pass you while you're on the way down. They're on the way up. They'll meet you in the way. Haman's having fun now. Haman's having fun now. He's talked the king into preparing the gallows for Mordecai and the Jews. But wait till tomorrow. Haman shall die on those very gallows that he inspired. Absalom is on top now. Look at him. His long, hippie hair flowing behind him. Look at him. His look of deceit. Look at him. The dirty rebel betrayed his own father, who fed him when he was little and clothed his body and cared for him and loved him. Now he betrayed his own father. Look at him. Look at his hair as it flows behind him. Look at his countenance. Look at his magnificent physique. He's up now. See him tomorrow. As his hair that was so beautiful hangs in a tree and he's killed in battle. Truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again, and error, exalted to heaven, shall drop again. Belshazzar's up now. He's the king. His servants and employees and congressmen and senators and judges have come from all the empire to honor him. Ah, see him as he sits that night at the banquet table. See him as he serves the cocktails and serves the wine and the hard liquor. See him as they bow before him and do obeisance. He's up now. Enjoy yourself, Belshazzar, because an unseen hand's about to write on a wall. And that unseen hand's going to write your death warrant. You're going to tremble till you drop dead. Judas is up now. See him as he holds in his dirty, wicked, betraying hands 30 paltry pieces of silver for which he sold the blood of the Son of God. He's up now! But he'll come down. He'll be cast down that hill outside the wall of Jerusalem, and his insides, his guts shall come out, and his bowels shall come out, and he'll commit suicide. Why? You never do wrong, and it turns out right. Goliath is up now. See him as he breathes out his threatenings. Hear him! Hear his voice coming across that chasm. Hear his challenges. Look at his mighty physique. But you'll see him after a while. You will see a little fair, ruddy countenance, David, take a slingshot and 5 stones and hurl that stone toward the head of Goliath. And you'll see David take off his head and put it in his trophy room in his den back at home after a while. Truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. Hugh Hefner, you're running wild now. Enjoy it. Your day's going to come. Day's going to come. Mr. Brezhnev, you're pretty powerful now. Enjoy it. Your day's around the corner. They'll put you out to graze beside Khrushchev one of these days. Your day is going to come. Enjoy yourself, vote pusher. Lift it up. And you young people that don't know the difference between decency and indecency and white and black and right and wrong, enjoy yourselves. Enjoy it! Ha, 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 ha! Call us all the names you know. Call the praying crowd square. Go ahead. Live it up! Because you're headed for hell. Enjoy yourself. You're coming down. There's no way in the world you can rise without a foundation and stay up there. No way. No way. What I'm trying to say is this. When it's all over, when it's all over, truth shall prevail. And communism is only something in a history book. And the Brezhnevs are only pages in somebody's dark, black-covered book of desperados. And Mao Zedong's and Cho Enlai's are simply a dark page in China's history. And the Hugh Hefners and the Playboys and the humanists and the HEW crowd trying to steal our children. All of them. The day is going to come. And sin shall be put down. And Jesus Christ himself shall stand and on Mount Zion, and the nations of the earth shall flow to Jerusalem to see him once every year. And the knowledge of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And men shall beat their swords and plowshares and their spears in pruning hooks. And neither will nation lift up arms against nation, swords against nation. And there shall be peace in the valley for me. And we shall behold with our eyes the King in his beauty. No wonder Isaiah said, you go back, elders, and tell the people not to be discouraged. Though your king is there at the house of God wearing sackcloth now, the very fact that he wears sackcloth now is but a down payment on a garment of royalty after a while. Now, what are the lessons? One, the lessons are, don't be discouraged, or don't be defeated if you are discouraged. Hear the words of Edmund Burke, who said, never despair, but if you do despair, work on in despair. I never dreamed. In my fondest imagination, Brother Charlie Hand handed me a little piece of paper one night. One day, put it on my desk and said, check this out. Maybe a good place for our high school. And Dave and I, when Dave was only a teenage lad, he and I one dark night, drove out to Calumet Township and looked at that building that was for sale out there. Windows all knocked out. We walked inside and tried to see and couldn't see much. Never dreamed. We asked God to give it to us, and I got in my car and went alone to the Calumet High School and sat there with the Ross Township School Board and gave my bid for that school. And they said, the school is yours for $35,000. Never dreamed when our staff went out there and tried to clean it up and take the dirty words off the walls. I never dreamed when we took all the garbage out of those rooms. Never dreamed when Dr. Billings came here and founded our high school. I never dreamed when our people stood up and sacrificed and gave and gave and gave. I never dreamed We went out here with the deacons one time and saw a wilderness out in Sherville and decided to buy it because we loved our kids. I never dreamed we sacrificed our life savings, most of us, to put that high school out there. I never dreamed. I never dreamed in my most pessimistic hour we'd ever have anybody profane our schools by daring to bring marijuana inside those sacred halls. Wicked, filthy, vile, vulgar, ungrateful, unappreciated hypocrites. That's what you are. Oh, you say, well, it's in all the schools. Well, bless God, it's not going to stay in one of them, I'll bind you, that for sure. And neither are you that tote the stuff and smoke it. Every great man I know, every great preacher I know has been on the bottom many times. I've seen Lester roll off when he could not hardly reach the bottom. He was so far below it. I've seen Lee Robertson when he did not want to face his people again. I've seen John Rice when his face was against the wall. I've seen dear old Dr. Bill Rice, and tonight his face is against the wall. I've seen Dr. Bob Gray face the wall, and tonight his face is there. I've stood beside preachers across this country and tried, God knows I've tried to be their friends. I've tried to go to the rescue of every preacher I could find in trouble. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Truth gets down for a while, but it never stays down. Truth knows not the law of gravity. Like the bar of soap pushed to the bottom of the bathtub, it's going to come back to the top. Truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. What's the lesson? Work on your character. Work on your character. Listen, you be what you ought to be. Let Jesus make you popular. You be what you ought to be. Let Jesus promote you. Oh, but you say, the fellow that offered something to me was a great football star. He's a big baboon, as far as I'm concerned, as far as decent folks are concerned. And let me say this. Now hear me well. If you can't say no to the cigarette and to the tempter's wicked hands, and you can't say no to the pot deal, and you can't say no to wrong, I don't care if your muscles are bigger than Charles Atlas. You are little, puny, yellow-bellied, rope-spine sissy. That's what you are. See, I'll show you after the service. I go out this door right over here. Coward. Sissy. Junior's got a dope needle. Junior's got a dope pill. Sissy. Coward. And if you're gonna do it, go out on some island somewhere and kill your own body and leave decent kids alone. Some of you visitors tonight, it'll be weeks before you can speak again. I got a letter last week said, I came to your church and I did not feel the spirit of worship. Well, we just don't try to have the spirit of worship. We prefer the spirit of repentance. Truth! Crushed to earth. This church is a living proof of it. Living proof of it. The devil got this church down and had it down in those early days and put his dirty hands around our necks and said, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. You won't be able to pay your bills. You'll have to close your doors. And he said, I'll kill you. That's what I'll do. But bless God, we rose again. Truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. Work on your character. Become what you ought to be. I don't care if you can sing a solo or not, as long as you sing on time. I don't care if you can have talent or not, as long as you have integrity. I don't care how pretty you are, as long as you work hard, you're honest, have decency. But through it all, the prophet says, You elders, go back home and you tell the people that if Hezekiah had not put on the sackcloth, he'd never wear the robes again. You tell Hezekiah, tell the people, if Hezekiah had not taken off his robes himself, the enemy would have stripped him of his robes. And you tell tell the people that what King Hezekiah did when he took off his royal garments and laid aside his royal scepter and tiptoed away from the throne itself and left the palace and went down there to the house of God, you just tell your people that they're pretty fortunate. Because they got a king that believes in God. He's down there taking care of the victory right now. He doesn't have enough guns to defeat the enemy. He doesn't have enough spears to defeat the enemy. He doesn't have enough swords to defeat the enemy. But bless God, he's got the thing that'll defeat the enemy. He's in sackcloth on his face in the house of God. You just go back and tell the people, don't you feel too bad, because the king's doing what he ought to do. And thine eyes shall once again see the king lay aside his sackcloth and put on his royal robe and lay aside his garments of mourning and hold his scepter. And thine eyes shall see the king once again ascending the stairway and sitting on the throne of Israel or Judah. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. I don't know about you, but that's about the only hope that I'm looking forward to, really, just to see the king in his beauty. 30 years I've been preaching about him. 30 years God knows this is true. I've been stubborn, and I've made some mistakes, and I sometimes have said some things I shouldn't have said, but for 30 years nobody's ever wondered if I believed this book or not. For 30 years I've preached the King in his beauty, and I've loved him and taught about him and preached about him and spoken about him and witnessed of him and loved him and praised him and exalted him, and God knows that's true. And I anticipate the day, maybe soon, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and we shall behold with these eyes the King in his beauty. Our Heavenly Father, bless the message tonight. I pray you bless it to the conviction of those in sin, to the encouragement of those who are down, to the salvation of those who are lost, to the restoration of those who are backslidden. Thou dost know every need of every heart. Fulfill those needs with this simple message and this passage to which we fled to find refuge tonight. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. If you're not saved, you're going to lose. You got a losing ticket. You bet on the wrong horse. You got the wrong number. If you're not saved, if you don't belong to Jesus, you got the wrong king. Oh, but you say the devil's on the throne, but the war's not over yet. Oh, but you say the devil's, he's on top. Yes, I know, but the war's truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. I said truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. And if you got any sins, you'll come to Jesus and trust him as your Savior. In just a few moments, we're going to have a song. The choir's going to sing. And you folks tonight who do not know that you're saved, you mark it down, brother. You mark it down, sister. King Jesus is going to come. The King of kings and Lord of lords and truth crushed to earth shall rise again. You flee to Jesus tonight. You flee to him. Run to Jesus, as Spurgeon used to say. Run to Jesus if you can't run. Walk to Jesus if you can't walk. Crawl to Jesus if you can't crawl. Look to Jesus. There's life for a look in the Savior. So you slip down these aisles in a few minutes. If you don't know that you're saved, you give your hand to one of these men down here and let him show you how to go to heaven when you die. If tonight you've been dabbling with the wrong side, if tonight you've been playing for the wrong team, if tonight you've been discouraged and defeated and about to give up and about to turn back, take hold, take faith, take courage, thine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. I know our Lord is cursed tonight. I know He's hated. I know His name is profaned, but take courage. Those grave clothes came off of Him. He sits on the right hand of the Father tonight. And though we do not see Him, He's there. And soon, our eyes shall behold the King in His beauty. Whatever you ought to do tonight, you do it. If you've been discouraged and need to ask God to forgive you, if you thought about quitting and ask God, and need to ask God to forgive you, if you've got some sin in your life you ought to forsake, come to the altar. If you need to get baptized or join the church or come to Christ, then you come down and take the hand of one of these men and tell him that you want to settle it for God. Father, bless the invitation. It's yours and we're yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand? The choir is going to sing. You do what God says you ought to do. That's all we ask you to do. Father, the choir sings.